man-gesturing-no-light-skin-tone-png. I do not give anyone the consent to come over to this house address to intentionally become a dysfunctional motivation of disunity at the cost of peace to pit one family member or all family members against one of me. That is not right, never will be right, and you were not successful at such hidden agenda. @reality-audit-consent-defined-yjpg. LabCorp-test-results-consent-denied-must-be-investigated-by-law-enforcement-png. QR-@reality-audit-you have been connected to that grewup.net-commitment to excellence Jolly Roger-NSAR-PNG. 6039-6591-quote-guy-debord-quotations-are-useful-in-periods-of-ignorance-79004-PNG. 1950-78-2950-tumblr-m1087-hqgbn1-grkia-1-1280-jpg. 1560-38-33-75-quote-lucius-anarius-seneca-ignorant-people-c-life-as-either-existence-5473-6png. 1274-1016-20-quote-william-beveridge-ignorance-is-evil-we-which-dictators-5722-0-png. 9F7131C3-B0C-44B9-590-8BB50451090CJPG. 44733797-0-1939-50-ignorance-2C-quotes-2C-sayings-2C-Lee-JPG. 20635-5541-U-can't-argue-with-ignorance-quote-1JPG. 18100-8474-Judy-Carter-quote-give-compliments-to-others-and-make-it-and-point-to-JPG. 77888228-6-D3992D21B96EFC5676-63E5E479-R3C9WEBS. I-rather-have-honest-enemies-than-fake-relatives-family-PNG. Fake-family-members-are-more-dangerous-than-standing-zero-armies-PNG. 7394-CDDD-505-E2-50WJPG. 150-fake-friends-quotes-fake-people-sayings-with-images-fake-friends-quotes-fake-friends-quotes-betrayal-friendship-quotes-webs. Images 2, JPG. 1137-57-liars-dons-get-second-chances-JPG. 39-17-21-fake-people-are-only-nice-when-it-s-convenient-for-them-or-they-usually-have-a-hidden-agenda-JPG. Images JPG. Fake-people-quotes-fake-friend-quotes-25-JPG. Fake-people-quotes-fake-friends-common-real-offensive-chris-rudin-wisdom-quotes-JPG. / Dear interested public, off any content that might have drawn you to search for and match to this page. Addressing in this email has been taken from Intelius Certified Reports. This is the notification of wrongdoing that is criminal in nature that has established itself to be actually most closely defined as family-sourced gang-stalking activities in view of all abuse activities against the United States American citizen James Martin Driscoll. How can one effectively enable my rights in view all things considered? I am indeed an endangered person, and if I were to leave this house, for what is obviously a chaperoning, their attempt to place intimidation, pressure, and stress against me to force some kind of mental break upon me. I have nowhere to go but to die in the streets. This is because legal capacity is still restricted from my disability inclusion consideration of equality in all law matters. How cruel of a mother, @Veronica, Ann, Warnock, Driscoll, mother, woman, boy, and out of family connections her nephew and niece and of my two cousins, @John Michael Talbot, retired FBI detective, agent, Ann, Deborah Talbot, kick, healthcare nurse, woman, and my own brother, @Dennis, fucked up human.life. Yes, you heard it correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary input app not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE. Knocked out face, Driscoll, drop of blood, hater, black heart, heartless, broken heart, bully, pile of poo, on, arrow right arrow ball, see man woman boy boy brothers, loudly crying face snake, me, myself, and I, never can be good enough, for honesty is treated bad. I represent, ILF speech bubble, for everyone dash network informational theory. For his son, @David Driscoll, lives under this roof and was responsible for physical violence a few weeks back to have unjustifiably kicked in my bedroom door. Conflict of Interests - Ignore for War - Respond for Peace PNG. Prospect Medical Group - Mpotapo Binding - Try to Have a Nice Day PNG. Prasad - Anjania - G Ready - NPI 1821-58470 - Prospect Medical - Signature Line PNG. 6AD2093-689F2-4E6D-B907-5070BA4A28679JPG. Google Maps - at GrewUp.net Peace Building Website Headquarters - the 6th of July 2022, PNG. Social Media Tag, HI5 Untreatable, Public Content Starting March 2019 When HIV Medical Care Provider Unjustly, Unethical and Illegally Acted Against Patient for Simply Needing to Have a Direct HIV-Related Conversation on the Standards of Care, Conversation Avoided, Services Terminated, Extremely Bias of a Taboo Subject that Results and Applied Across All of Civil Society, Disconnections Abound, What the Fuck is Wrong with All You People, -100% Mean -Hobbes -Laws of Nature -Ice Peace, Even Remotely Possible with This Intentional Mass Anatology Ignorant -At Areva Martin PNG. Class 226- Gift Offer -$25 Gift Card -For Each Upward Progressing Enforcement Peace Officer -In Roster -Attention at Stand NGON Stage of Ceremony PNG. Again and again and again, I am an open book to the truth. These are facts that do not seem to become important to allow the past actions of actual forgiveness and peace to manifest a change that is a truism -Not cruel upon me. But what has a chaplain truly concerns the whole outside to what family is truly like, and one day it will come to rolling in a deep back upon you all. So bold and proud of a badass label, you failed to be humane in the development of your lie. Finally show their true colors. I am not going to be bullied to leaving this house in such a state of endangered person. Medical condition. That would be very unwise and very drastic to flee from the hostile environment that is indeed violating my rights, specifically, Article 12- Legal Capacity of the Rights for Persons with Disabilities and the resource pages seem to now be able at my personal internet search results. Now, why? Filtered. Content suppression. -Most likely. Big man killing tech bug. In the standard that has been shown informational society functional and valid, you just cannot accept this is a fact of function and design of a man's work that you have intentionally in gross error underestimate the mindset that places you there. Sold out to the devil pure ignorance of foolish intents. Web document link, http://realityaudit.life/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ultimate-medical-practice-inks/dr-richard-kangus/inland-valley-infectious-disease-medical-group/dr-osama-malalis/reality-audit-tenant-residency/dara-wayne-johnson-intelius-report-pdf. Image PNG. I had 6 students in Denver in a school project. What gives you the right to be so ignorant and apparently so gullible to why you two Helen Warnick might just be listing the same way - for what you have on the agenda? You must be proud to be one of those haters, huh? Maybe this ISA trophy in your mind. Maybe, -, this ISA real deal thing. This IS, the source to which will most likely drive the related and social media links on your event UAL placement report. That was the risk you made when you bargained with whomever it was. Reveal the truth of those circumstances and I will remove the public presence from this future breaking up of the deal that did not follow the course of all the others. The badass admits her loss - the blame actually is the one WHO called you into action here. Good day, good week, good month, good year, good life that which you earned and lost. Web document link, https://www.intelius.com/dashboards/report/56/14EA-EA15-4998-A-979C64F97AB8. Image PNG. Image PNG. Such a hypocrisy established under the roof of this house. I for sure have no great desire to live in this house of hate, for sure. But my connection to all civil society has been broken by the actors of state-sponsored hate. That can be a proven fact. It is up to the government to aid in the corrective needs of my care, and actually have a case manager perform case management tasks and duties on my behalf. How can anything be less cruel than what I have documented in this? My mother is oblivious to her role as family matriarch that does not correct the family's outward and the community outward of the truth and allow this hater paradigm to rule over killing her son. Unquestionably, this is going to be filed at web document link, http://fuckeduphuman.life, yes you heard it correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary in Potapo not binding, spelled, fuckedupham.life, in the name of those who are in this house of an anti-life, a death-over-life agenda, fact, and if such egg death occurs, it is a violation of United States Code Title 18 Section 242, deprivation of rights under color law. Does anybody care? The law is the law. Whether or not anybody in a law enforcement capability prosecutes this violation does not negate its seriousness, and its seriousness to which is documented by me, the causes of this to my death are indeed available. The nonsense that has established itself in this house many years ago, decades, with what is psychological abuse from my mother to her son, does not change even though there is a law to compel that change in our home. With the full and complete Intelius report's content placed into this email and then filed onto Webspace-this email is pretty much guaranteed to create related links within background data reporting. Dealing with this matter has not ever been a personal problem of James Martin Driscoll, and I have left this house and home several times to the effect of never coming back. The mother's role here is very unmotherly and cruel to not honestly know the materials that are important to bring forward to obey laws that are active in this country. How can this age happen? It has age happened. I have written this out many times to doctors and everything - this house and the family relationship here has never been one of therapy. Tone detector. How this may sound to readers. Handshake confident. Necktie formal. Comma, - web document link, https://www.nkbnlmnih.gov, National Institutes of Health /PMC717813/4/. Title intentionally omitted here. Research dated and published on the NIH on the 6th of April, 2020. Most relative here to re-in force. Academic standards and what needs to be considered a statement of ill-rotten intention in 2015. What is appearing right here below is a repositioning of research findings conducted by the same panel of researchers that in 2015 states that 128 writers of the narratives were deemed to be delusional. Appearing in the New York Times, the 10th of June, 2016, the author of this 2015 statement said this outrageous reductionist disregard for human life in this obvious without question, considering her very own field of expertise. This was an intentional deceptively instilled motive for infusing collective ignorance and autology on this subject. What's scary for me is that there are no countersites that try and convince targeted individuals that they are delusional, Dr. Sheridan said. It might be highlighted here in reference to this April 2020 review of a decent attempt at reality-based scienceability, that Dr. Sheridan must have realized the extreme need to conduct reality-based before such an irrational 2015 review makes it to the knowledge such a position was in fact fraud to have any kind of conclusion of reality-based concerns, of reasonable or redeemable opinion in the first place. Such damages to the inability to hold rational discourse within a family dynamic is indeed a family gang-stalking concern of my own family currently under the roof of 3260 Grand Vista San Bernardino CA 9245 for sure. These quotations go to the fact that 50 narratives were given, there were no new categories after 40 selections. If gang-stalking did not have a centralized structure but were delusional, no such limitation would ever be found to pattern such narratives in such a real science of linguistics review. Section 3 Results. 3.1. Length of, term replaced here, psychological warfare. None of the writers of the narratives described their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they had been gang-stalked for lengthy periods of time. For example, one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted, and another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun in the last few months, and the longest as continuing for more than 22 years. My involvement in the documentation of these life circumstances started in 2005, and I too claim these experiences have not ended. In fact, I have now to deal with the possibility of probable exposures within family connections here under this roof. Crimes are being committed against me and are indeed defined in terms of family-to-family gang stalking. Those persons have been taken into a view that has exposed this as hate-based activities, that the source to which brings them into this house must be disclosed in all true honesty. For it is a crime to conduct such psychological abusive activities, and to think they have no visibility as some kind of game this family will refuse to drop its agenda against me. 2.1. Selection of sample. Self-published accounts of gang-stalking were selected from within websites and web forums on the internet via purposive convenient sampling using Google searches of websites, blogs, and forums with the search terms gang-stalking, group stalking, gang-stalking stories, victims of gang-stalking, targeted individual, TI, and various combinations thereof. Targeted individual, or TI, is a term by which some people reporting gang-stalking refer to themselves. More than 20 million hits were revealed in the initial search. 50 personal accounts of gang-stalking were identified for use in a study by following the first 250 relevant links. All links were investigated, whatever their type, personal web pages, dedicated sites, Facebook pages, etc. Only accounts including explicit statements pertaining to personal experiences as a victim of gang-stalking, for example, I am being gang-stalked, I am a targeted individual, were considered eligible for inclusion in a study. Accounts were required to exceed a minimum length of 250 words to ensure that there was sufficiently detailed material to analyze. 25. Accounts were not included where there were indications that the writer was below the age of 18. Only material in the English language was included in a study. 2. Researchers examined each personal account, and cases were only included in a study where there was agreement between the two that they met the above-stated inclusion criteria. The first 50 cases to meet the inclusion criteria were adopted. Saturation of information was deemed to be met following analysis of 40 cases. This was indicated by no new categories emerging from the data. Where applicable, participants were identified by having their associated identifiable information removed from their self-published accounts prior to analysis. Section 3 Results. 3.1. Length of, term replaced here, psychological warfare. None of the writers of the narratives described their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they had been gang-stalked for lengthy periods of time. For example, one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted, and another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun in the last few months, and the longest as continuing for more than 22 years. 3.2. Reasons for the gang-stalking. The narratives were examined to establish whether the perceived reasons for being targeted by gang stalkers could be identified. Reasons were found in 20 of the 50 accounts. In all 20 cases, no named person was believed to be targeting the victim. 3.3. Categories of experience of gang-stalking. 20-4 categories of experience were identified in the 50 accounts of self-identified victims of gang-stalking. These are set out in Table 1, together with the proportions describing them. Given that the purpose of the study was to elucidate the phenomena constituting subjects' experiences of being gang-stalked, each category is illustrated in the table using descriptions from the case accounts. Spelling errors in the accounts have been corrected to avoid comprehension. The most frequently experienced categories concern being physically followed and surveilled, 94%, or being the target of a conspiracy, 80%. 2/3 claimed that they were subject to physical interference, intimidation, and harassment. 4. Discussion. Given that the available evidence suggests that 12% of stalking reports involved gang-stalking and that, at a conservative estimate, 8% of women and 2% of men report being stalked at some point in their lives, it would appear that the subjective experience of being gang-stalked could affect around 0.66% of adult women and 0.17% of adult men in the Western world at some point in their lives. It might be assumed that something that affects the lives of so many people would have been the subject of extensive research. However, this is not the case. This is the first study to examine the phenomena of the gang-stalking experiences using a methodology that allows categories to emerge de novo from subjective descriptions. Inevitably, this exercise is subject to the limitations of its methodology. The study concerned 50 descriptions of gang-stalking experiences taken from the Internet. Yet, whilst not being an ideal source of data, this is one of the few sources available through which the gang-stalking phenomenon can be studied. Data from the Internet is convenient and readily available, both to the current authors and others who might wish to replicate this study. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. A targeted individual authorship notation here, the 9th of July 2022. I would definitely consider the kicking in of my bedroom door by David Allen Driscoll, my nephew. Physical interference, intimidation. Annas of earlier this evening, that approach of similar tactics to me, the two people here to not become involved in reality, his need to not leave me alone in trying to be disagreeable with me, trying to question my mental health diagnosis, and to claim my observations of gang-stalking are somehow a narrative of unreal things, their presence on this agenda here is busted. As I bring forward the attention to this upon my mother, now he is attempt backtrack somehow on explanation, trying to do what I do not know. At this point, as the victim of gang-stalking in this case, the definition is criminal. How low will every one of these actors go? How low do we need to take this? Such bullshit walks and reality talks here in this house. Nothing less than the standards of excellence. The man of the need to be a disagreeable force of ignorance is not worth the slime of sauce if it needs to be understood. For a position by a youth of a guest in this house at a moment in time to be in act of continuing physical violence, if one would need to link the events together weeks apart, which I do indeed need to make that connection of consideration. No question, law enforcement considering this story cast, at the time I will be requesting the notification of a 911-text-interface upon this situation. Those who do not have the best interest of family need to be corrected by perhaps an actual case of an investigation conducted here-at least the correction from the police to be better than this. And the police are actually not going to continue their own deceptive agendas. 4. Discussion. Weeks turn to months and months turn to years and years turn into decades, and no one seems to find the importance of acknowledging this is something not normal for any kind of allowance. No one allows those who can or will risk everything to actually call a mass gun shooting event to get some public attention to this cruelty for them. None of these people should be deemed anything less than what I have said here. What is involved here is already written in philological debate to what can be concluded here rationally and logically. Phi, lol, o, jai. Noun. The branch of knowledge that deals with the structure, historical development, and relationships of a language or languages. Of origins of wisdom and guidance, now this age of ear being intense with great effort to deny, shield, holding an ontology onto a mass ignorance of these facts. This wisdom and guidance are set forth from ages back. None of this is beyond the scope of understanding. None of this is a new thought of circumstances that cannot be understood by academia. None of this makes any sense. Such effort with the intention of destroying our social trust is the key, and I am taking the key away from you. No matter what age happens, I have already won. Image PNG. Security code, big man killing tech bug. Call box, web document link, http://realityaudit.life/. Image PNG. Do you need additional directions to find this address? Delivery driver, strictly follow these directions. Ring the bell, if no answer, hold the package to deliver the next day. Packages that are left at the door and stolen by gang-stalking stranger dangers will be deemed your negligence responsibility. Comma, forwarded message, dash, from MailTrack notification. 8 Thursday, the 7th of July, 2022 at 7:21 p.m. Subject hello, at xtool.com has just read, there are three words and a digital domain object in the base foundation linguistics of our speaking common English. WTF, hello, business, and cooperation, dash, what does that say to our common world? 2. There are three words and a digital domain object in the base foundation linguistics of our speaking common English. WTF. Hello, business, and cooperation, dash, what does that say to our common world? Open email. Hello, at xtool.com. Read your email 11 hours after it was sent. Sent on the 7th of July, 2022, 8 hours, 12 minutes, and 18 seconds a.m. Read on the 7th of July, 2022, 7 hours, 20 minutes, and 54 seconds p.m. by hello, at xtool.com. See full email tracking history. Recipients. Hello, at xtool.com, invite to MailTrack. Prospect Medical Group. R-O-T-N-O-S-D-S-E-P-0-L-4-2-0-L-T-I-Y-U-J-U-M-C-3-G-F-0-1-A-5-1-A-A-F-L-M-0-L-U-1-U-T-4-8-C-T-7-A-I-0-T-3-4-6
Middle dot. Prospect Medical wishes you a happy, safe and memorable Independence Day. Enjoy today's festivities with the ones that matter most. 2 comments. James Martin Hauser. Restore my comments dash whomever is here, restore my comments, this is not an option. Web document link, http://realityaudit.life/gmail. Maybe an image of text. James Martin Hauser. Web document link, http://realityaudit.life/gmail. Ethics Point dash Prospect Medical Holdings, Incorporated. Realityaudit.life. Ethics Point dash Prospect Medical Holdings, Incorporated. Ethics Point dash Prospect Medical Holdings, Incorporated. Reply. 2H. Reply. 2H. Ray PPP lying post text above to the Facebook page of Prospect Medical Group. Dash. In consideration of this. Interesting find. Lawyer's own slash what is gang stalking. Open in Gmail. Recipients. Veronica, Anne, Warnock, Driscoll, Mother, John Michael Talbot, Retired, FBI, Agent, Deborah Talbot, Kick, Healthcare Nurse, Dennis, at fuckeduphuman.life, yes you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary input app not binding, spelled, FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE, Driscoll, Hater, Heartless, Bully, Right Arrow, Brothers, Me, Myself, and I, never can be good enough, for honesty is treated bad. I represent, for everyone-network informational theory, David Driscoll, Sulo-digital content manager desert IDS project, info DAP, Blythe Rayford, agents that care about helping you-not-literature Williams-your-clean-slash-patient James Martin Driscoll, Jim Whitescarver, Brett Chapman, Social Science Analyst Office, OJP, Cheryl Crawford Watson, Office of the Chief Science Advisor, from Beacon Steve Serem, Jesse Milan, JR, AIDS United, Chief Executive Officer Daryl J. Vigil MBA, Jamie Villalobos, Timothy Earl Marable, Star, Chromobone, an honesty binding not symbol of the Adinkra communication set of wisdom guidance, over 2 centuries old. The meaning of this symbolic not usage is, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy. The Adinkra symbol of the Chromobone is a Solomon's knot of significance, *- the good student 0003 awesome. Comma, Chris, *, Chromobone, an honesty binding not symbol of the Adinkra communication set of wisdom guidance, over 2 centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic not usage is, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy. The Adinkra symbol of the Chromobone is a Solomon's knot of significance, *- the good student 0004 awesome. Comma, key, *, Chromobone, an honesty binding not symbol of the Adinkra communication set of wisdom guidance, over 2 centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic not usage is, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy. The Adinkra symbol of the Chromobone is a Solomon's knot of significance, *- the good student 0001 awesome. Comma, Sammy Francia, First Night Lion, *, Chromobone, an honesty binding not symbol of the Adinkra communication set of wisdom guidance, over 2 centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic not usage is, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy. The Adinkra symbol of the Chromobone is a Solomon's knot of significance, *- the good student 0002 awesome. Comma, Samuel Jesse Grew What Pledged Lion Mutiners, *, Chromobone, an honesty binding not symbol of the Adinkra communication set of wisdom guidance, over 2 centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic not usage is, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy. The Adinkra symbol of the Chromobone is a Solomon's knot of significance, *- the good, student number 0001 A awesome. Comma, William Jamal Wilson, First Lion Without Need of Pledge, *, Chromobone, an honesty binding not symbol of the Adinkra communication set of wisdom guidance, over 2 centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic not usage is, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy. The Adinkra symbol of the Chromobone is a Solomon's knot of significance, *- the good student number 0005 awesome. Comma, Judge Wilfred John Schneider Jr., see Truthfinder Report. Send date, the 5th of July, 2022 at 6:54 a.m. Opens, 6 times. Links clicked. Clicked 7 times. Documents viewed. Not viewed yet. Download delivery certificate. Latest activity. Today, opened email 6:55 a.m. by one of the recipients. The 6th of July, opened email 9:09 a.m. by InfoDAP. Opened email 11:41 p.m. by John Michael Talbot, retired, FBI, agent. Opened email 8:19 p.m. by InfoDAP, the 5th of July. Opened email 12:12 p.m. by Angel Roxand, at, yahoo.com. Clicked link 6:57 a.m. by Cheryl Crawford Watson, Office of the Chief Science Advisor. Link URL webs document link, http://moral-responsibility-reality-audit.life/legal-definition/lawyers-own-what-is-gangstalking-og. Clicked link 6:57 a.m. by Cheryl Crawford Watson, Office of the Chief Science Advisor. Link URL webs document link, https://lawyers-honor/what-is-gang-stalking/. Clicked link 6:57 a.m. by Brett Chapman, Social Science Analyst Office, OJP. Link URL webs document link, http://moral-responsibility-reality-audit.life/legal-definition/lawyer-zone-what-is-gangstalking-og. Clicked link 6:56 a.m. by Timothy.Noonan at hhs.gov. Link URL webs document link, http://moral-responsibility-reality-audit.life/legal-definition/lawyer-zone-what-is-gangstalking-og. Clicked link 6:55 a.m. by agents that care about helping you-not-latricia-williams-your-clean-slash-patient-james-martin-driscoll. Link URL webs document link, http://moral-responsibility-reality-audit.life/legal-definition/lawyer-zone-what-is-gangstalking-og. Clicked link 6:54 a.m. by Jesse Milan, J.R., AIDS United. Link URL webs document link, https://lawyers-honor-what-is-gang-stalking/. Clicked link 6:54 a.m. by Jesse Milan, J.R., AIDS United. Link URL webs document link, http://moral-responsibility-reality-audit.life/legal-definition/lawyer-zone-what-is-gang-stalking-og. Opened email 6:54 a.m. by one of the recipients. Closing notation of this required directive correspondence is to be inclusive of Zendesk customer support, tying onto the greater issue of solutions to bring into view. The matters are considered to be a huge wicked problem. Google, wicked problem definition. Web document link, https://www.stonybrook-edder/comp/wick-problems/about/what-is-a-wicked-problem. What's a wicked problem? In 1973, design theorists Horst Ripple and Melvin Weber introduced the term wicked problem in order to draw attention to the complexities and challenges of addressing planning and social policy problems. Unlike the tame problems of mathematics and chess, the wicked problems of planning lack clarity in both their aims and solutions. In addition to these challenges of articulation and internal logic, they are subject to real-world constraints that prevent multiple and risk-free attempts at solving. As described by Ripple and Weber, wicked problems have 10 important characteristics. 1. They do not have a definitive formulation. 2. They do not have a stopping rule. In other words, these problems lack an inherent logic that signals when they are solved. 3. Their solutions are not true or false, only good or bad. 4. There is no way to test the solution to a wicked problem. 5. They cannot be studied through trial and error. Their solutions are irreversible, so, as Ripple and Weber put it, every trial counts. 6. There is no end to the number of solutions or approaches to a wicked problem. 7. All wicked problems are essentially unique. 8. Wicked problems can always be described as the symptom of other problems. 9. The way a wicked problem is described determines its possible solutions. 10. Planners, that is those who present solutions to these problems, have no right to be wrong. Unlike mathematicians, planners are liable for the consequences of the solutions they generate. The effects can matter a great deal to the people who are touched by those actions. Considering the ethical merits of my holding morality truthfulness-moral truthfulness against the notions here in Reality Audit for Life, I really change a great need to yell at the highest level at those actors, including my mother, who is intended to cause harm to me, secretively, as though they have a right to conduct themselves in a hidden silence that is not justifiable, and as far as my mother is concerned, her actions are truly unforgivable at this point of time. The need to address legal capacity with adherence to official position documentations of the United States for the rights of persons with disabilities must be enabled in this family dynamic, before I die from my disability of intentional exclusion and isolation that somehow is lost upon those who represent this hate-based scheme everywhere in this, the monster comes out. I am dying-in terms of dying from HIV disconnection to doctor-provider care, as social media tag, HI5 untreatable, public content starting March 2019 when HIV medical care provider unjustly, unethical and illegally acted against patient for simply needing to have a direct HIV-related conversation on the standards of care. Conversation avoided, services terminated, an extremely bias of a taboo subject that results and applied across all of civil society, disconnections abound. What the fuck is wrong with all you people? This becomes more urgent by more urgent as a 911 emergency, unquestionable to that fact. I told my mother a few months back that family dynamics like this in view of reality have been indeed actions unmendable to any cause of reasoning. To have created families to murder other members of their family, that is the dimension of our inability to have a discussion in seriousness in this family. So be it, the truth here must be told. The pen is mightier than the sword and they not kill the messenger after all. If I must get permission to transmit this to a family and community and outward to law enforcement. In itself, these are in terms of urgency. So be it, I understand the ruling intentions. I am not going to play games and I will indeed violate that rule for the expediency of this, for understanding something drastic in view of this matter is indeed present and accounted for in this country. GUIA Practicus Sedis NPDF. And white, where are pictures of peer- player with disabilities, and universal symbols representing five conditions of persons with disabilities, and the representation of the goddess Themis, symbol of justice. Practical guide for the establishment of support for the exercise of the legal capacity of persons with disabilities. Committee for the elimination of all forms of discrimination against persons with disabilities. CEDIS, the Committee for the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Persons with Disabilities, CEDIS, practical guide for the establishment of support for the exercise of the legal capacity of persons with disabilities. ISBN 978-0-8270-7423-1. This is a publication of the General Secretariat of the Organization of American States, SG/OAS, OAS. Publications are independent of specific national or political interests. The opinions expressed in this publication do not necessarily represent the view of the Organization of American States, OAS. The total or partial reproduction of this publication, its computer processing, or transmission in any way is not permitted. Copyright General Secretariat of the Organization of American States 2021. To request permission to reproduce or translate part or all of this publication, please go to SG/OEA 17th Street and Constitution Ave, NW Washington, DC 20006 USA. OAS Cataloging-in-Publication Data, Committee for the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Persons with Disabilities, Gaia Practica per el Establecimiento de Repartias per el Ejercicio de la Capacidad Jurídica de las Personas con Discapacidad, PCM, OAS, Documentos Oficiales, OEA/SED/XXVI, 39, ISBN 978-0-8270-7423-1, 1. People with disabilities. 2. People with disabilities, legal status, laws, etc. I Title II, Organization of American States, Secretariat for Access to Rights and Equity, Department of Social Inclusion, III, Series, OEA/SED/XXVI, 39. Technical Edition. Alicia Loza Garcia Formenti, Anderson Jose Santana de Oliveira, Mariano Gabriel Godachevich and Mercedes Carrillo. Graphic Design and Diagramming. Nicole Levoy Escobar and Wellington Bezerra de Mello. Summary. Preface VI. Acknowledgements VI. Glossary IX. I Background 1. II. Conceptual Framework 11. III. Thematic Approaching 34. The Right to Exercise Decision-Making 35. Independent Living 42. Access to Justice 45. Sexual and Reproductive Rights 51. Right to Found a Family 57. Patrimonial Rights 59. Free and Informed Consent 63. Political and Electoral Participation 67. Access to Social Protection 70. IV. General Recommendations to Expand the Mechanisms and Actions to Guarantee the Full Exercise of the Legal Capacity of Persons with Disabilities 71. Web Document Link, https://hrlrlawcolumbia.com/introducing-a-new-human-right-learning-from-others-bringing-legal-capacity-home/ Introducing a New Human Right, Learning from Others, Bringing Legal Capacity Home. Issue 49.3. Download the PDF. Kristen Booth Glenn is University Professor and Dean Emerita, CUNY School of Law, Director, Supported Decision Making New York, SDMNY, Surrogate, New York County, RET. The Human Right of Legal Capacity, most recently enunciated in Article 12 of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, CRPD, potentially transforms the way we see, understand, and treat people with a wide range of intellectual, developmental, and cognitive disabilities. This article considers how the human right of legal capacity, specifically for persons with disabilities, can be incorporated into legal discourse and practice in the United States. It recognizes the many challenges such an endeavor confronts. As well, it notes opportunities to enhance and improve the dignity, autonomy, and self-determination of persons who are routinely deprived of the right, most commonly through systems of substituted decision-making, like guardianship and conservatorship, or, in the case of persons with psychosocial disabilities, forced treatment or confinement. This article also looks at the ways in which legal capacity and the corresponding practice of supported decision-making, SDM, have been introduced in countries around the world and draws on those countries' experiences. Some countries have focused exclusively on legislative reform, others have utilized pilot projects demonstrating that protecting legal capacity through the use of SDM can constitute an effective and rights-enhancing alternative to guardianship. Incorporating references to some of these efforts in Europe, Africa, and Australia, this article focuses on two of the longest-standing and most-developed efforts, those in Canada and Bulgaria, for lessons that might be learned. It considers efforts in the United States, which have, thus far, concentrated on SDM to the exclusion of the specific right of legal capacity. This article concludes with some observations about what it will take to bring this critical human right home. Download the PDF, is that a grand coverage of these matters in a focused perspective of holding something into discussion and response in view of this higher view, being given no way to legal capacity in a hater's agenda to destroy me? As public enemy number one, I would claim such a title for sure, absolute. The title of being such one WHO holds the truth of things that cannot be told. The Golden Bough, Sir James George Frazier. Really? A golden everlasting forevermore cruelty imposed upon me. I know the truth. I refuse to have to justify myself in this madness of family hate connectivity to this haters agenda endorsed by this government. As a state-sponsored hate program illegal by all means, highly illegal, what I assit you all. I am indeed one WHO can claim the title of public enemy number one. The Golden Bough paperback - James George Frazier. Web document link, https://www.amazon.com, golden-bough-james-jaw. A certain sacred tree was forbidden to the touch, save only for runaway slaves. If the slave could break off a branch, the Golden Bough, he could. Rating, 4.4, 319 reviews, $9.98. The Golden Bough, a study in magic and religion, a new web document link, https://www.amazon.com, golden-bough-religion-abs. In The Golden Bough, James George Frazier, an expert social anthropologist, explains the ancient origins of the world's myths, rituals, and religions. He shows, rating, 4.6, 385 reviews, $17.95, in stock. The Golden Bough work by Frazier-Encyclopedia Britannica. Web document link, https://www.britannica.com, topic, the-golden-bough. The Golden Bough, a study of comparative religion by Sir James Frazier. It was originally published in two volumes in 1890 with the subtitle A Study in Subjects of Study, Comparative Religion im Deutsch. Notable works, The Golden Bough Totemism, Homosexual Savagery 2005, JPG. Save yourselves from your very own stupidity, ignorance, and embarrassment please. You have no clue, your agenda here is exposed. Read that back cover, that is my fingerprints. Onto this book - this book remains a part of my book library, as long as I do not lose my storage unit in Denver. This image was not readily at my reach, it is not online in view of a social media profile, and a Google Groups location and the Internet Wayback Machine was all not showing the image in full res. I have my data protection schemes, this is a fact not a fiction. To those WHOR family members in this house right now, and to whom you are listening to right now, you are falling to defend yourself in the savage mode, truly this true Billy knowing that is fact. You are making your decisions to be interfering and disruptive in view of all things real, is outrageous. I cut it out, off the wall - you are not welcome here in this house - no matter WHO owns this house for the matters at hand. There is no way to redeem the challenges here, to become an agent guilty of following orders or directives of my mother at the expense of my rights. Guilty of United States Code Section 242, deprivation of rights under color of law. Web document link, https://www.justicegov/grit/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. Deprivation of rights under color of law. Summary. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority, if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his/her official duties. Persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, U.S.C., Section 242. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both, and if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping, or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. White on white content here, dash for the indexing. Contact information. This section contains phone numbers, previous phone number and email addresses associated with Helen L. Warnock. Possible phone numbers. 530-403-7336. Phone carrier. Sprint Spectrum LP. Lie type. Mobile. Carrier location. Chico, CA95915. Prepaid. No. 530-282-8161. Phone carrier. Metropix Incorporated. Lie type. Mobile. Carrier location. Chico, CA95915. Prepaid. No. 530-764-9855. Phone carrier. T-Mobile USA Incorporated. Lie type. Mobile. Carrier location. Chico, CA95915. Prepaid. No. 530-532-1106. Phone carrier. Pacific Bell Telephone. Company, AT&T California-NIA. Lie type. Landline. Carrier location. Oroville-Maine, CA95915. Prepaid. No. Connected. No. 530-570-8903. Phone carrier. New Singular Willis. Lie type. Mobile. Carrier location. Chico, CA95926. Prepaid. No. 530-570-1723. Phone carrier. New Singular Willis. Lie type. Mobile. Carrier location. Chico, CA95926. Prepaid. No. 530-342-3598. Phone carrier. Pacific Bell Telephone. Company, AT&T California-NIA. Lie type. Landline. Carrier location. Chico, CA95926. Prepaid. No. Connected. No. Page 11. 909-886-8482. Phone carrier. Frontier California Incorporated. Lie type. Landline. Carrier location. San Bernardino-Mar-Shall, CA9244. Prepaid. No. Connected. No. Possible emails. Badgerhelen85@gmail.com, Momahelen4@gmkill.com, WarnockMimi@gmail.com, Sheldonham@gmail.com, Milkman243a@yahoo.com, DreamicT420@hotmail.com, DreamicQT420@hotmail.com, DreamicT429@hotmail.com, LLane@mchsi.com, Momahelen4@gmail.com, DornArrowhead@yahoo.com. Page 12. Licenses. Possible data may include FAA pilot licenses and e-licenses for prescribing controlled pharmaceuticals. Our extensive public records search did not uncover licenses information for Helen L. Warnock. There are 618,660 FAA certified pilots in the US. That's less than 0.2% of the population. So, if FAA license information doesn't show up here, Helen L. Warnock may not have one. Page 13. Location information. This section includes all of the locations related to this person. Locations listed may include current residence, past residences, and places of work. 3355 Myers Street, Oroville, CA95966-6558. 8 Seamert Address. The 31st of May, 2020-the 8th of July, 2022. Subdivision. El Medio. Classification. Residential. Address type. Street. Address contains a valid. Primary number range. Building. 2 apartments. Is deliverable. Yes. Is receiving mail. Yes. 250 Gold Mountain Road, Banjee, OR, CA95914-9728. 8 Seamert Address. The 29th of February, 2012-the 2nd of June, 2020. Classification. Residential. Address type. Street. Address contains a valid. Primary number range. Is deliverable. Yes. Is receiving mail. Yes. Phone numbers. 530-679-0177. 1628-0 Stage Road, Forest Ranch, CA95942-9703. 8 Seamert Address. the 7th of January, 2019 dash the 30th of January, 2020. Classification, residential. Address type, street. Address contains a valid primary number range. Is deliverable. Yes. Is receiving mail. Yes. 445 Nelson Ave App 23, Oroville, CA 95965-3136, Bates Seamert address, the 1st of February, 2006-the 12th of November, 2018, subdivision, Thermalito, classification, residential, address type, high-rise, address contains apart-ment or building sub-units, building, 16 apartments, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, yes, 1760 Envilla Ave, Palermo, CA 95968-9752, Bates Seamert address, the 1st of July, 2007-the 4th of August, 2016, subdivision, Palermo Citrus, classification, residential, address type, street, address contains a valid primary number range, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, yes, 3260 Grand Vista BR, San Bernardino, CA 9245-1939, Bates Seamert address, the 1st of August, 2000-the 31st of July, 2016, classification, residential, address type is deliverable, yes, page 14, street, address contains a valid primary number range, is receiving mail, yes, 5341 NH Street, San Bernardino, CA 9247-2514, Bates Seamert address, the 1st of August, 1993-the 31st of December, 2009, classification, residential, address type, street, address contains a valid primary number range, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, yes, 3820 Myers Street, Oroville, CA 95966-6724, classification, residential, address type, street, address contains a valid primary number range, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, yes, 1344 Browns Valley DR, Chico, CA 95973-9037, classification, commercial, address type, street, address contains a valid primary number range, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, yes, 7 Gillick Way, Oroville, CA 95965-3595, classification, commercial, address type, street, address contains a valid primary number range, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, yes, 5280 Saddle BR, Oroville, CA 95966-5611, classification, residential, address type, street, address contains a valid primary number range, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, yes, 1607 Terramar Ave, Oroville, CA 95965-3026, classification, residential, address type, street, address contains a valid primary number range, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, page 15, yes, 65 Acacia Ave Apt B, Oroville, CA 95966-3669, classification, residential, address type, high-rise, address contains apart-ment or building sub-units, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, yes, 4675 Bagot Marysville Road, Oroville, CA 95966-6702, classification, residential, address type, street, address contains a valid primary number range, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, yes, 1725 Darrell Porter Way Unit B, Oroville, CA 95966-5194, classification, residential, address type, high-rise, address contains apart-ment or building sub-units, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, yes, 1616 6th Ave, Oroville, CA 95965-4637, classification, residential, address type, street, address contains a valid primary number range, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, yes, 6590 Upper Palermo Road, Oroville, CA 95966-9013, classification, residential, address type, street, address contains a valid primary number range, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, yes, 1698 letter LN, Oroville, CA 95965-3023, classification, residential, address type, street, address contains a valid primary number range, is deliverable, yes, is receiving mail, yes, page 16, yes, Possible neighbors. Neighbors for 3355 Myers Street, Oroville, CA, 95966. Li Wang, age, 34, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1987 the 8th of July, 1988. Neighbor address, 3449 Myers Street, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-533-1343. Rachel McCarty, age, 77, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1944-the 8th of July, 1945. Neighbor address, 3025 Myers Street, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-693-4708. Amit Cheadle, age, 56, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1965-the 8th of July, 1966. Neighbor address, 3025 Myers Street, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-534-7828. Wandami Woodruff, age, 89, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1932-the 8th of July, 1933. Neighbor address, 3785 Myers Street, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-533-0494. Kenneth Thompson, age, 62, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1959-the 8th of July, 1960. Neighbor address, 3878 Myers Street, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-693-4257. Cameron J. Thompson, age, 34, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1987-the 8th of July, 1988. Neighbor address, 3878 Myers Street, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-693-4257. Aurora Garcia, age, 50, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1971-the 8th of July, 1972. Neighbor address, 3878 Myers Street, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-712-9269. Dave Johnson, age, 49, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1972-the 8th of July, 1973. Neighbor address, 3970 Myers Street, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-693-4476. Michael Della Rosa, neighbor address, 65 Acacia Ave, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-282-4239. Mark Francis, age, 33, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1988-the 8th of July, 1989. Neighbor address, 73 Acacia Ave, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-282-4042. Matthew Christian, age, 36, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1985-the 8th of July, 1986. Page 18. Neighbor address, 75 Acacia Ave, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-693-4231. Stephen K. Stratton, age, 73, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1948-the 8th of July, 1949. Neighbor address, 77 Acacia Ave, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-532-4947. Ronald Brower, age, 73, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1948-the 8th of July, 1949. Neighbor address, 87 Acacia Ave, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-534-1479. Edna Watkins, age, 86, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1935-the 8th of July, 1936. Neighbor address, 40 Acacia Ave, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-533-9286. Patricia Graves, age, 71, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1950-the 8th of July, 1951. Neighbor address, 37 Acacia Ave, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-534-0227. Walter Bender, age 94, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1927, the 8th of July, 1928. Neighbor address, 101 Acacia Ave, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-533-8154. Martin D. Kelly, age, 74, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1947, the 8th of July, 1948. Neighbor address, 26 Acacia Ave, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-534-1129. Linda A. Kelly, age, 71, date of birth, the 19th of March, 1951. Neighbor address, 26 Acacia Ave, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-534-1129. Avelina Cardenas, age, 48, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1973, the 8th of July, 1974. Neighbor address, 4715 Bagot Marysville Road, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-282-4089. Hirsch Phillips, neighbor address, 4749 Bagot Marysville Road, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-533-4104. A. Phillips, neighbor address, 4749 Bagot Marysville Road, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-533-4104. William G. Speer, age, 74, date of birth, the 8th of October, 1947. Neighbor address, 4539 Bagot Marysville Road, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-534-6524. Linda M. Speer, age, 77, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1944, the 8th of July, 1945. Neighbor address, 4539 Bagot Marysville Road, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-534-6524. Debbie Soto, page 19. Age, 66, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1955-the 8th of July, 1956. Neighbor address, 4529 Bagot Marysville Road, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-534-1023. Cynthia Clark, age, 60, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1961-the 8th of July, 1962. Neighbor address, 4935 Bagot Marysville Road, Oroville, CA, 95966. Phone, number, 530-532-1497. Glenn McFadden, age, 100, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1921-the 8th of July, 1922. Neighbor address, 5359 Bagot Marysville Road, Oroville, CA, 95965. Phone, number, 530-534-5097. Glenn Pierce, age, 57, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1964-the 8th of July, 1965. Neighbor address, 5625 Bagot Marysville Road, Oroville, CA, 95965. Phone, number, 530-533-5364. Neighbors for 250 Gold Mountain Road, Banjio R, CA, 95914. Carol B. Jordan, age, 66, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1955-the 8th of July, 1956. Neighbor address, 250 Gold Mountain Road, Banjio R, CA, 95914. Phone, number, 530-679-0177. Marissa Long, age, 37, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1984-the 8th of July, 1985. Neighbor address, 97 Gold Mountain Road, Banjio R, CA, 95914. Phone, number, 530-679-0852. Edward, age, 73, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1948-the 8th of July, 1949. Neighbor address, 60 Gold Mountain Road, Banjio R, CA, 95914. Phone, number, 530-679-2297. Neighbors for 1628 Zero Stage Road, Forest Ranch, CA, 95942. Casey Cagle, age, 51, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1970-the 8th of July, 1971. Neighbor address, 1627 8 Stage Road, Forest Ranch, CA, 95942. Phone, number, 530-896-0800. Becky Cagle, age, 47, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1974-the 8th of July, 1975. Neighbor address, 1627 8 Stage Road, Forest Ranch, CA, 95942. Phone, number, 530-896-0800. Jay Sondag, neighbor address, 1627 4 Stage Road, Forest Ranch, CA, 95942. Phone, number, 530-345-9925. Byron Gardenhire, age, 69, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1952-the 8th of July, 1953. Neighbor address, 1629 4 Stage Road, Forest Ranch, CA, 95942. Phone, number, 530-343-7695. Deborah L. Honan, age, 56, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1965-the 8th of July, 1966. Page 20. Santiago Gutierrez, neighbor address, 2455 Envilla Ave, Palermo, CA, 95968. Phone, number, 530-533-7980. Jesus Gutierrez, age, 56, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1965-the 8th of July, 1966. Neighbor address, 2589 Envilla Ave, Palermo, CA, 95968. Phone, number, 530-534-9653. Neighbors for 3260 Grand Vista Br, San Bernardino, CA, 9245. V. Driscoll, age, 80, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1941-the 8th of July, 1942. Neighbor address, 3260 Grand Vista Br, San Bernardino, CA, 9245. Phone, number, 909-882-8759. Arkan Abdo, age, 50, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1971-the 8th of July, 1972. Neighbor address, 3267 Grand Vista Br, San Bernardino, CA, 9245. Phone, number, 909-886-0036. Sylvia Hernandez, age, 69, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1952-the 8th of July, 1953. Neighbor address, 3253 Grand Vista Br, San Bernardino, CA, 9245. Phone, number, 909-881-6075. Stephen J. Seremb, neighbor address, 3272 Grand Vista Br, San Bernardino, CA, 9245. Phone, number, 909-883-4321. Gregory Hooper, age, 50, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1971-the 8th of July, 1972. Neighbor address, 3235 Grand Vista Br, San Bernardino, CA, 9245. Phone, number, 909-883-4219. Adele Taylor, age, 61, approx, date of birth, the 9th of July, 1960-the 8th of July, 1961. Neighbor address, 3226 Grand Vista Br, San Bernardino, CA, 9245. Phone, number, 909-886-1627. Page 23. Assets. This section includes assets information that we have found on this person. Possible data may include properties owned, watercrafts owned and vehicles owned or driven. Previously owned properties. Previously owned property number 1, 5341 NH Street, San Bernardino, California, 9247. 2 beds, 2386 slash ft. Karen's owner, J. Broughton, Wanda K. Broughton. Assessed value, $203,072. 2021. Sale amount, $175,000. The 23rd of September, 2011. Tax amount, $2,797.83. 2020. Property details. Bedrooms, 2. Living SQ, FT, 2386. Land SQ, FT, 7140. Year built, 1981. APN, 154-593-2. Type, single family residence. Property value, land value, $60,921. Improvement value, $142,151. Assessed value, 2021, $203,072. Tax amount, 2020, $2,797.83. Ownership history. Karen's owner, Lam Fong Ng, the 14th of November, 2011. Ownership details. Document number 470297, Universal Land Use Single Family Residence. Property indicator, single family residence. Sale date, the 23rd of September, 2011. Recording date, the 14th of November, 2011. Absentee indicator, owner occupied. Residential model indicator, properties residential. Sale amount, $175,000. Title company, Fidelity National Title. CEO's owner, Lam Fong Ng, 5341 NH Street, San Bernardino, California, 9247. Owner relationship type, married man. Seller, Broughton J.S. and Wanda K. Previous owner, Lam Ng, page 24, Car Y.Ng, the 14th of November, 2011. Ownership details. Document number 470298, Universal Land Use Single Family Residence. Property indicator, single family residence slash town dash house. Sale date, the 23rd of September, 2011. Resale, new construction. Resale recording date, the 14th of November, 2011. Absentee indicator, citus address taken from sales. Transaction dash determined, owner occupied. Residential model indicator based on zip code and value. Property is residential. Deed securities category, interfamily transfer, resale, res dash, identical, modeled. Sale amount, $175,000. Title company, Fidelity National Title. CEO's owner, Lam Ng, Car Y.Ng, 5341 NH Street, San Bernardino, California, 9247. Owner relationship type, married man. Seller, Kit Y. or Broughton J.S. and Wanda K. Mortgage information. Mortgage date, the 3rd of November, 2011. Recording date, the 14th of November, 2011. Mortgage due date, the 1st of December, 2041. Document number 470298. Mortgage amount, $131,250. Mortgage term, 30 years. Mortgage loan type, conventional mortgage. D type, deed of trust. Mortgage information. Recording date, the 14th of November, 2011. Cash purchase, yes. Document number 470297. Mortgage information. Mortgage date, the 3rd of November, 2011. Recording date, the 14th of November, 2011. Mortgage due date, the 1st of December, 2041. Document number 470298. Mortgage amount, $131,250. Mortgage term, 30 years. Mortgage loan type, conventional mortgage. D type, deed of trust. Previous owner, Lam Fong Ng, the 14th of November, 2011. Ownership details. Document number 470297, Universal Land Use Single Family Residence. Property indicator, single family residence. Sale date, the 23rd of September, 2011. Recording date, the 14th of November, 2011. Absentee indicator, owner occupied. Residential model indicator, properties residential. Sale amount, $175,000. Title company, Fidelity National Title. CEO's owner, Lam Fong Ng, 5341 NH Street, San Bernardino, California, 9247. Owner relationship type, married man. Seller, Broughton J.S. and Wanda K. Previous owner, Lam Fong Ng, Car Yan Ng, the 14th of November, 2011. Page 25. Ownership details. Document number 470297, Universal Land Use Single Family Residence. Property indicator, single family residence. Sale date, the 23rd of September, 2011. Recording date, the 14th of November, 2011. Absentee indicator, owner occupied. Residential model indicator, properties residential. Sale amount, $175,000. Title company, Fidelity National Title. CEO's owner, Lam Fong Ng, Car Yan Ng, 5341 NH Street, San Bernardino, California, 9247. Owner relationship type, married man. Seller, Broughton J.S. and Wanda K. Previous owner, J.S. Broughton, Wanda K. Broughton, the 2nd of July, 2004. Ownership details. Document number 473764, Universal Land Use Single Family Residence. Sale code, full value. Property indicator, single family residence slash town dash house. Sale date, the 17th of May, 2004. Recording date, the 2nd of July, 2004. Absentee indicator, citus address taken from sales. Transaction dash determined, absent dash T owner. Residential model indicator based on zip code and value. Property is residential. Deed securities category, residential, modeled. Sale amount, $360,000. Title Company ServiceLink Owner J.S. Broughton, Wanda K. Broughton, 5341 NH Street, San Bernardino, California, 9247. Owner Relationship Type Husband / Wife Seller Cecil Richard A. and Sandia K. Mortgage Information. Mortgage Date the 10th of September, 2007. Recording Date the 21st of September, 2011. Document Number 396936. Mortgage Amount $417,000. Mortgage Loan Type Conventional. Previous Owner, J. Broughton, Wanda K. Broughton. Ownership Details. Document Number 495435. Property Indicator Single Family Residence / Town - House. Recording Date the 21st of November, 2011. Residential Model Indicator Based on Zip Code and Value. Property is Residential. Deed Securities Category Residential. Modeled. Owner J. Broughton, Wanda K. Broughton. Mortgage Information. Mortgage Date the 10th of September, 2007. Recording Date the 21st of November, 2011. Document Number 495435. Mortgage Amount $417,000. Mortgage Loan Type Conventional. Page 26. Previous Owner, Helen Warnock. The 21st of March, 1991. Ownership Details. Document Number 95393. Property Indicator Miscellaneous. Resale New Construction Resale. Recording Date the 21st of March, 1991. Absentee Indicator Citus Address Taken from Sales. Transaction - Determined Owner. Occupied. Residential Model Indicator Based on Zip Code and Value. Property is Not Residential. Deed Securities Category Resale. Owner Helen Warnock, 5341 NH Street, San Bernardino, California, 9247. Deed Information. Document Type Deed Registry Entry Date the 21st of March, 1991. Document Number 00000095393. Transaction Type Resale. Batch ID 1938-12. Batch Sequence 2017-8. Page 27. Criminal and Traffic Records. Disclaimer: the criminal and traffic record information contained in our reports may not be 100% accurate or complete. This is because the information is pulled from records maintained by government agencies, and the information contained in those records may not be 100% accurate or complete. Please use this information as a starting point for your own due diligence and investigation. We didn't find any likely criminal or traffic records for Helen L. Warnock, but we did find some that could belong to Helen L. Warnock. Possible criminal or traffic records. Match rating based on first name, last name, middle name. Offense date, the 20th of March, 2018. The 20th of March, 2018 - offense - offense date, the 20th of March, 2018. Charges filed date, the 23rd of March, 2018. Crime location, Butte, CA. Charge category, criminal. Offense description, kidnapping. National Crime Informer - Cheyenne Center, NCIC, code 207A. Case type, felony. Case number, 18CF01519. Court name, Oroville - criminal. Disposition date, the 3rd of May, 2018. Status, probation, the 20th of March, 2018 - offense - offense date, the 20th of March, 2018. Charges filed date, the 23rd of March, 2018. Crime location, Butte, CA. Charge category, criminal. Offense description, abduction of child. National Crime Informer - Cheyenne Center, NCIC, code 278. Case type, felony. Case number, 18CF01519. Court name, Oroville - criminal. Disposition date, the 3rd of May, 2018. Status, probation. Match rating based on first name, last name, middle name. Offense date, the 17th of November, 2015. The 17th of November, 2015 - offense - offense date, the 17th of November, 2015. Charges filed date, the 15th of March, 2016. Crime location, Butte, CA. Charge category, criminal. Offense description, PC 273A, B, M, cruelty to child by inflicting injury. National Crime Informer - Cheyenne Center, NCIC, code 273A, B. Case type, misdemeanor. Case number, 16CM00617. Court name, Oroville - criminal. Disposition date, the 31st of May, 2018. Status, page 28. Probation, the 22nd of December, 2016 - offense - offense date, the 22nd of December, 2016. Charges filed date, the 15th of March, 2016. Crime location, Butte, CA. Charge category, criminal. Offense description, failure to appear. National Crime Informer - Cheyenne Center, NCIC, code 1320A, case type, misdemeanor, case number, 16CM00617, court name, Oroville-Criminal, disposition date, the 31st of May, 2018, status, probation, the 5th of May, 2017-Offense- Offense date, the 5th of May, 2017, charges filed date, the 15th of March, 2016, crime location, Butte, CA, charge category, criminal, offense description, failure to appear, National Crime Informer- Cheyenne Center, NCIC, code, 853.7, case type, misdemeanor, case number, 16CM00617, court name, Oroville-Criminal, disposition date, the 31st of May, 2018, status, probation, match rating based on, first name, last name, middle name, offense date, the 18th of January, 2017, the 18th of January, 2017- offense- offense date, the 18th of January, 2017, charges filed date, the 19th of January, 2017, crime location, Butte, CA, charge category, infraction, offense description, BCC4-6-I-Animal Rabies, shot, National Crime Informer-Cheyenne Center, NCIC, code, 4-6-BCC, case type, infraction, case number, 17TR00931, court name, Chico-Traffic, status, active, match rating based on, first name, last name, middle name, offense date, the 21st of November, 2016. The 21st of November, 2016- offense- offense date, the 21st of November, 2016. Charges filed date, the 22nd of November, 2016. Crime location, Butte, CA. Charge category, infraction, offense description, BCC4-1-I-Dog Running at Large, National Crime Informer- Cheyenne Center, NCIC, code, case type, infraction, case number, 16TR13991. Court name, Chico-Traffic, status, active, page 29, 4-1BCC, the 21st of November, 2016- offense- offense date, the 21st of November, 2016, charges filed date, the 22nd of November, 2016, crime location, Butte, CA, charge category, infraction, offense description, BCC4-2-I-registration-re-quired, National Crime Informer- Cheyenne Center, NCIC, code, 4-2-BCC, case type, infraction, case number, 16TR13991, court name, Chico-Traffic, status, active, match rating based on, first name, last name, middle name, charges filed date, the 4th of January, 2016, the 4th of January, 2016- charges filed- FTA on signed traffic citation, MCW05, charges filed date, the 4th of January, 2016. Charge category, criminal/traffic. Offense description, failure to appear in court on signed traffic. Citation, MCW5. National Crime Informer- Cheyenne Center, NCIC, code, 4058A. Case type, traffic. Case number, TR194694. Court name, Carcaloosa County Soup- Rye Criminal Court. Disposition, convicted on plea of guilty. Disposition date, the 29th of June, 2020, the 4th of January, 2016- charges filed- civil assessment- FTA, MIG-5, charges filed date, the 4th of January, 2016, charge category, criminal/traffic, offense description, civil assessment- failed- you to appear in court, MCDE-5, National Crime Informer- Cheyenne Center, NCIC, code, 1214.1, case type, traffic, case number, TR194694, court name, Carcaloosa County Soup- Rye Criminal Court, disposition, convicted on plea of guilty, disposition date, the 24th of June, 2019, the 4th of January, 2016- charges filed- no evidence of current registration, charges filed date, the 4th of January, 2016, crime location, Calusa, CA, charge category, criminal/traffic, offense description, no evidence of current registration, National Crime Informer- Cheyenne Center, NCIC, code, 4000A1, case type, traffic, case number, TR194694, court name, Superior, disposition, convicted on plea of guilty, Disposition date, the 29th of June, 2020, the 4th of January, 2016. Charges filed, unlawful to drive unless licensed. Charges filed date, the 4th of January, 2016. Crime location, Calusa, CA. Charge category, criminal slash traffic. Offense description, unlawful to drive unless licensed. National Crime Informer dash, Cheyenne Center, NCIC, code 1250A, INF. Case type, traffic. Case number, TR194694. Court name, Superior. Disposition date, the 29th of June, 2020. Page 30, Jason M. Crabtree, 32. Location details, 1089 Hyson Ave 2, Oroville, CA 95965-4667. Charges slash offense, go to arranged meeting with minor with intent to commit a specified sex offense. James Everett, Mark Sperry, 62. Location details, transient, Oroville, CA. Charges slash offense, rape by force or fear. Fung Tiha, 35. Location details, 4975 Virginia Ave, Oroville, CA 95966-6901. Offense code, CAC 72806291987. Angelos Iqbales-comma, 41. Location details, Oroville, CA 95966. Charges slash offense, sex penetration with foreign object of a drugged victim. Ronald Glenn, Haynes, 69. Location details, 5754 Vista del Cerro, Oroville, CA 95966-7295. Charges slash offense, lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age. Theodore Franklin, Larigo, 50. Location details, transient, Oroville, CA. Offense code, CA 42151355003. Ruben Montes-Flo-Res, 70. Location details, Oroville, CA 95965. Charges slash offense, sexual battery. Mark Andrew, Kuhn, 58. Location details, 1454 6th Ave, Oroville, CA, 95965-4634. Offense code, CA 48219273I6253. Page 38. Mark W. Devol, 67. Location details, 2609 Phaeton D.R., Oroville, CA 95966-7239. Charges slash offense, lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age. David Vergara, 64. Location details, 7 Rossimil CT, Oroville, CA, 95966-7725. Charges slash offense, possess or control obscene matter depicting minor in sexual conduct. Duct, Claude Adalbert, Wilcox, 55. Location details, 4977 Virginia Ave, Oroville, CA 95966-6901. Charges slash offense, lewd or lascivious acts with a child 14 or 15 years of age and offender 10 or more years older than victim. Dennis Vincent Cordash, Bailey, 79. Location details, Oroville, CA 95966. Charges slash offense, prior co-lewd or lascivious acts with a child 14 or 15 years off, age, Kevin Todd Wells, 51. Location details, 1047 14th St. Unit 67. Oroville, CA 95965-4357. Charges slash offense, lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age. Jerry Song, 40. Location details, 5 Coarse Gold Road, Oroville, CA 95965-3267. Charges slash offense, prior code, sexual penetration with foreign object by force slash fear. Timothy Lenoris, Brown, 62. Location details, Oroville, CA 95915. Offense code, CA 40451023523. John Clyde MC, Million, 84. Location details, 1220 Pine Street, Oroville, CA, 95965-4833. Charges slash offense, lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age. Page 39. Walter Stephen Hardash, Mon, 69. Location details, 4350 Lincoln Boulevard, Oroville, CA 95966-6750. Charges slash offense, lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age. Lyle Reddick, 50. Location details, transient, Oroville, CA. Offense code, CA 36850378137. Lyle Brent Hodges-comma, 57. Location details, 1330 Auroville Dam Boulevard 7, Auroville, CA 95965. Charges slash offense, lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age. Roy Hawthorne, 62. Location details, 2472 Auroville Quincy HWY, Auroville, CA 95966. Charges slash offense, prior code, raped by force. Michael Patrick Mordash, ton, 54. Location details, transient, Auroville, CA. Charges slash offense, lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age. Floyd Eugene and Dash, Drew, 56. Location details, 2245 Fort Wayne Street, Auroville, CA 95966-6633. Charges slash offense, prior code, sexual penetration of victim with foreign object by force. Michael Anthony, Samiz, 70. Location details, 36 Orchard Crest DR, Auroville, CA 95965-4438. Charges slash offense, lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age. Jerry Slater, 37. Location details, Auroville, CA 95915. Offense code, CA 36850596498, page 40. Gerald Wayne Lobdash, scene, 77. Location details, Auroville, CA 95915. Charges slash offense, annoying molest child under 18 years of age. Jason Brian Haring Dash, ton, 44. Location details, transient, Auroville, CA. Charges slash offense, lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age. Herbert T. Brimer, 63. Location details, 2771 Elgin Street, Auroville, CA. 95966-6620. Charges slash offense, attempted prior code, raped by force. Dan Workman, 46. Location details, Auroville, CA 95965. Charges slash offense, assault with intent to commit a specified sex offense. David Allen Ramey Dash, comma, 62. Location details, Auroville, CA 95965. Charges slash offense, annoying molest child under 18 years of age. Andrew Allen Frucks, 70. Location details, Auroville, CA 95965. Charges slash offense, annoying molest child under 18 years of age. Page 44, 65 Acacia Avenue, Auroville, Cali Dash, Fornia, 95966. 3260 Grand Vista Drive, San Bernardino, California, 9245. 16280 Stage Road, Forest Ranch, California, 95942. 3 Trail Court, Auroville, California, 95966. 2040 High Street, Auroville, Cali Dash, Fornia, 95965. 5379 Crestridge Drive, Auroville, California, 95966. 8956 Palermo Honkett Highway, Auroville, California, 95966. 75 Glen Circle, Auroville, California, Nia, 95966. 1616 Oro Dam Boulevard W, Auroville, California, 95965. 445 Nelson Avenue, Auroville, California, 95965. Address history Rico, Helen Warnock. Addresses, 1725 Darrell Porter Way, Auroville, California, 95966. 1698 Letter Lane, Auroville, California, Nia, 95965. Professional license, Helen Warnock. Current job, Merseyside. Addresses, California. License description, CNA, page 47. Finances, this section includes financial information that we have found on this person, such as bankruptcies, liens, judgments, foreclosures or evictions. Possible bankruptcies. Bankruptcy number 1. Court code CAC filing status dismissal. Court location CA file date the 22nd of July, 1999. Judge name Norgal close date the 28th of September, 2000. Case number 99-2255-1 debtor Helen Muriel Warnock. Address, 5341 NH Street, San Bernardino, CA. 9247. Bankruptcy number 2. Court code CASPRF1 filing status filing. File date the 22nd of July, 1999. Judge name D. Case number 99-225-51 debtor Helen M. Warnock. Address, 5341 NH Street, San Bernardino, CA. 9247. Bankruptcy number 3. Court code CASPRF1 filing status filing. File date the 9th of December, 1996. Judge name DNN. Case number 963-0943 debtor Helen M. Warnock. Address, 5341 NH Street, San Bernardino, CA, 9247, page 48.